You are now listening to the Hustle Bone Podcast. This is the place for hustlers, where we talk about getting it done and tell the stories of those that are making it happen. So tune in to a brand new episode starting now.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Hustle Bone Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Sneed, and I'm here with my lovely wife, Justine Renee. What's poppin'?
What's up?
Before we get into the episode, make sure that you guys like, follow, subscribe to the podcast on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube. For those that are listening to it, if you want to see the video, you can go over to YouTube and see the entire podcast on video. And then obviously, if you want to see some clips or just be a part of the Hustle Bone community, make sure you hit that follow on TikTok and on Instagram at The Hustle Bone. So, yeah, so this is part two. It's part two. Before we get into part two, so it's funny. I just got somebody posted my last reel. Not my last reel. All right. Backstory. My wife and I. Well, I did a dad joke on my wife. This was like 2 months ago now. It was like a while ago. But it was just elite.
It was.
It was really elite. The delivery was immaculate.
Yeah.
Content was pristine, like everything about this, like just everything just hit so perfectly. And so posted it, and it's still going crazy on Instagram. It's got over 40,000 likes, close to 45,000 shares. That's what honestly is getting me.
I didn't
think, like, yo, like 45,000 shares, though.
Almost half a million people
have
seen it.
And I think it's funny because you'll see videos with like a crazy amount of views, and they might have a lot of likes, but they don't have that many shares. So, and then just the people, anytime they post it in their story, I get tagged in it. So I can see it. And so just like seeing people just like, yo, like elite, like, yo, people just like, they're really on board with the dad joke. So it's, and the comments are amazing. Yo, like this one lady, matter of fact, the voice of Nala, go look at the comments. Go look. It's on my personal account, Best Bet Dan. Go look at the comments. The voice of Nala in the song, Oh, I Just Can't Wait to Be King. Yo, she commented on it.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, yo, this got me in a chokehold. It's funny, we actually went back and forth a little bit. She was like, yeah, I watched it like 93,000 something, like a bunch of times or whatever. So that was cool. And then this one lady, because, all right, so you got to go watch it. Pause the podcast, go to Best Bet Dan, go to my reels. And it's like not even great quality. It's just us laying in bed one night, just whatever. Yeah. And it just, the moment just struck. But in the video, Justine asks specifically about, was there a cultural reference
that I wasn't aware
of the joke that she wasn't aware of. And so this one black lady, she responded, she was like, I'm over here pressed, because I'm like, yo, like, is there something about black people? I don't know. Like, what am I missing on this reference? And so it was just funny to go back and forth. And I just, you know, I responded to her. I was like, listen, no black cars, were jeopardized, you know, by the making of this video. But nah, definitely go check that out. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
All right, so we part two in this thing.
Part two of what?
Diagnosed with hustle.
Okay.
Diagnosed with hustle. Man, it's been, you know, 5 minutes since the last episode. we're recording these back to back. Obviously, you guys won't see them back to back. You'll see them a week apart or so. But we're just gonna get right back into it. And I think one of the biggest things that we wanted to talk about, you know, as we move forward, was and I gotta change our battery on something. So give me a second. Do it yourself. Life is you know, you gotta do it yourself.
That's right.
But one of the things that I've began to realize over the past, I want to say few weeks or so, is just how much this whole thing has impacted like every aspect of my life.
So just for all of our listeners, catch us up.
All right.
Do a brief summary of what we talked about.
All right. So
episode one.
We talked about just the journey of the diagnosis.
Yep.
We talked about the impact of it and the emotions, the feelings, the questioning about it. We talked about how people responded to it.
Yeah.
We talked about it from the relational standpoint of you and me and coping with it. We talked about, you know, the glass ceiling I felt that was over me with business, where I didn't know sometimes if it was because I was black or if, you know, because I didn't know what it was. But now learning, like, wow, okay, so now I'm black and I got ADHD. Now we just got to fight everything.
Yeah.
So that's where we went. And so today I wanted to address it in a little bit of a different light, or not address it. We want to look at it from a different perspective. So our business, right? Yeah. Best Skills Academy. That's been the work that we've been focused on for the past 2 years now. Actually, April will be 2 years, actually, officially. March, April. So next month will be the 2 year mark. And so I've designed this business to help young adults build high value social skills, or what I call social trades, income generating social skills that you can turn into cash.
Yeah.
And it's been really cool because, you know, the whole thing with this journey is that there's skills that are often not really taught.
Right.
It's things that people do intrinsically, like you sell automatically, right? But it's hard to leverage that skill if you actually don't understand what you're doing. If you don't have the understanding, you don't know when to use certain things or whatever. Networking. We network intrinsically, right? But if you don't know how to be intentional, really how to build a network, you know, you can be one of the most personable people, but not have a great network. And I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
To people that are like, yo, the same age as me or even older than me. Like, yo, they're great people, but they don't have a network.
Yeah.
Because they never really understood how to build a network. So the goal and purpose of Best Bet is really to help young people to get to their spots quicker. Mm-hmm. My primary target up until a few months ago has been this. And it's funny because when I start to break this down, you're going to be like, bro, you're just talking about people with ADHD.
Yeah.
It's intelligent people, smart kids, highly intelligent kids that are not interested in traditional school or they don't find interest in just like the traditional system. They're neurodivergent. They got to do things their own way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously I also work with young people that want to be entrepreneurs, though they are a great fit for this course, getting that social side of it. Achievers do really good in this because if you're an achiever, you just do good at anything that's put in front of you.
Yeah.
And then athletes that want to monetize, make money, but really I've honed in the focus on that college alternative audience.
Yeah.
And so, all right. So here's where we are. So I invented this thing. We're doing it, it's rolling, we're getting good fit. So now I have this curveball where it's like, oh snap, you got a That was a State Property reference for those that have seen the movie. So now I'm just like, yo, like, I'm starting, my wheels are turning. Is this like a way to niche down even further?
Yeah.
And like really say, hey, I'm gonna focus in and work with kids that are ADHD, ADD, that like, yo, like they need to do something different.
Yeah.
And so what I started doing, right? Once I'm going through all of this, I start asking questions. That's me, right? I gotta explore now. So immediately I start talking to some of my students in Best Bet. And I'm starting to find out, hey, tell me, like, yo, do you, and a lot of, not all, but a good number of my students are either undiagnosed ADHD, like they know they have it, like even parents know they have it, but they didn't do the diagnosis for their own reasons. And some that are diagnosed.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, like, yeah. And like, I'm looking at this and I'm just like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, this is maybe the audience I really need to be pursuing and talking to. And so, you know, when I look at it, right? So from a coping standpoint, high value social skills, think about this, your network, the ability to sell, understand sales, know the psychology of sales, creating content, public speaking, leadership, teaching, and promoting. Those are all skills that allow you to be interest-based.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what the vertical is, no matter what the industry is, what the business is, those core skills are in everything.
Yeah.
And so if you can find ways to, if you can develop those skills, what happens is now you don't have to worry about if your interest shifts.
Right.
Because, okay, like right now, I'm highly interested in developing young people, right? That's where I'm at. And I'm building this business, I'm building this company. And, you know, let's say I get to the point where I set it up where, yo, it can run on autopilot without me. What if my interest shifts?
Right.
Well, I got a skill set. I have a base skill set.
Right.
That will allow me to shift with my interest.
Right.
And that's extremely empowering. And that builds a ton of confidence.
Yeah.
So.
And I think it was really cool. We kind of had like this realization moment where it was like shortly after, actually it was before the diagnosis. But when we were just going through the discovery process of learning what ADHD was and how it affected you, where we kind of just, remember we had the conversation in the kitchen and we were just like, this course was literally built for kids who have ADHD because it was built by a kid, adult, who has ADHD.
Didn't even know it.
But like intrinsically, the way you created the course, the look of it, the way that it's laid out, the modules, the exercises, mm-hmm. that, I mean, it all caters to
the kids who have,
exactly, because that's how you best operate. That's right. the things that you put in there is what worked for you.
Right.
And so it's really cool, even just understanding, man, like this Best Bet is not like it can be such a powerful tool, mm-hmm. for kids who have ADHD or who are neurodivergent. And it was just a really cool realization to have. Like, it makes sense, obviously, like,
right,
you created the course and you have ADHD, so of course it's gonna,
right,
like cater to,
yeah,
but just to see how it played out in the individual, just like logistics of it all, it just was really, really,
right,
really neat.
I just thinking about it, like, I just bug out sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, yo, like, I low-key created the answer.
Yeah.
And didn't know, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And, like, literally had no clue,
yep.
that, like, okay, this is really what I'm creating. So,
right. Even the way, too, that you pitch, I say pitch for lack of a better term, but the skills, like those 6 or 7 or 8 skills, you've always described them as being a way for people to make money, right, mm-hmm. that they can exist outside of a specific line, like a specific 9-to-5 or a specific business or a specific company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know for you and your personal experience with ADHD, like, you've struggled to hold a job, like a regular job, because of loss of interest or, you know, like feeling like you couldn't keep up with the pace or whatever. And so these skills like become so powerful, and why it's brought you to where you are. You know, the money that you've been able to make, the lifestyle you've been able to build, the time you've been able to keep, like, literally, like, you're a proven example of it working.
Right, right.
So, it's just really neat to me. Like, to me, it's like, on paper, it just makes perfect sense. Like, every kid who has ADHD needs to take this course.
Nah, that's a fact.
Like, that's how I feel.
Right, and I feel that way, too. Like, the more I learn about ADHD, the more, because it's two things, right? We like to be in control,
mm-hmm.
because we need to be in control.
Yeah.
Because we need to, like, yo, if something shifts, like, I need to be able, like, yo, when the dopamine is gone, I need to be able, like, yo, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't do this no more.
Yeah.
Like, I got to shift. Like even today, like, you know, we're making 2 podcasts. And if, like, after the first one, if I was like, yo, I'm done. We'll do it another time.
Yeah.
And I don't have somebody telling me, nah, Daniel, you have to do this today.
And it's not because you think you're, like, above or greater than, like, oh, I don't need to sit in a 9-to-5 because I'm better than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, no, like, I literally can't operate well.
Right.
Like, I can't be my, like, as successful as
my,
I can be.
Live my best life.
In that box. Right.
Right.
Right. And it's not a bad thing. It's just...
Right.
It's just who you are.
My box is the box that's not a box.
Right. Right.
That's the best box for me.
Exactly.
It's and it was wild is, even with focusing on neurodivergent, Like I've had neurotypical young people that I've gotten phenomenal results from taking the course, because I think for them, it's they see the world from a different lens now.
Yeah.
They see the world and it adds so much to them.
Which it did that for me.
Yeah.
Like even just, you know, walking alongside you as you created it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's definitely living with you. That's what I'm saying. Like you're like a living example.
Yeah.
Like doing life with you has, and I'm a very neurotypical person, has opened my eyes to see things.
For sure.
Much differently. So I'm part of this Facebook group. It's parents with ADD, ADHD. And man, the comments that I read about parents struggling and not knowing what to do with their kids who are disinterested in school.
Mm-hmm.
It's astronomical. Like the numbers are crazy.
Right.
And, you know, I just feel like it's a total God thing.
Right.
The way that Best Bet was created, and 2 years later, we're just now starting to see the beauty of the intricacies of it. And like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
and I think this last season, well, I feel like we're in a new season now, but the last season.
Yeah.
Developing the app.
Yeah.
Like, for those of you who don't know, like the app was tedious.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so there's a couple things that, again, I didn't know that I didn't know. So shout out to the Tones family, Nicole and Jason Tones, because they let me shoot Best Bet Skills Academy in their facility, in their studio. And they simply asked me to make a donation to one of their favorite charities. I was like, psh, easy, done.
Yeah.
But what they didn't know and what I didn't even know, oh snap, I just hit my microphone. I probably just caused mad feedback. but what I didn't even know is that what they allowed me to do in the way they let me set up for that week to actually record the whole course, that was a game changer.
Yeah.
So number one, ease of use. The fact that, yo, they gave me the space for a week.
Yeah.
And I was able to set my stuff up, my cameras, my switcher, I brought my tea, my monitor, all of that stuff. I was able to set it up and I could leave it there for a week.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, okay, set up, tear down every day. You know what I'm saying? They had someone from their team come and set me up with lights and lighting, and just gave me just complete white glove treatment. And then on top of that, allowed me to come and go as I please.
Yeah.
You know, if I was working late, it was just, hey, when you leave, the door will lock.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you get everything done for the day before you go, because when you leave, the door will lock. But they weren't pressing me like, all right, you know, hey, it's, you know, it's in the work day and we're leaving. So, you know, you got to be out. And so having that flexibility and having that ease to work where, again, like because I work different, like, yo, some days I'll come in, I wouldn't even turn the camera on until I was already there for 40 minutes because I got to I'm doing stuff. I'm over here, boom.
Yeah.
But then I knew that once I started and I found my flow, my hyper focus, I wasn't going to be interrupted. Like I was able to just boom, just get it done. And so that way was huge. And then the second thing that was huge about having that space that I didn't know was a huge deal was it allowed me to really to focus.
Yeah.
It allowed me to not feel rushed. It allowed me to not feel like, okay, I'm behind the eight ball. And I could just do my content. I could just flow into videos.
Yeah.
If I did a video, a lesson, and I felt like, don't like it.
Yeah.
I just do it again.
Yeah.
Just boom, just run it again. And so shout out to them for that. And again, it just, it.
You should write them a thank you letter.
I did.
Oh,
but I should write an updated one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I understand.
Yeah.
Like I'm more thankful now.
Yeah.
Actually understanding because I forgot why I brought that up.
Okay.
I brought that up because when I started doing the app, we were making new content.
The stuff you did at Tone Studio, I think you misspoke. You said it was, you were getting ready to talk about the app, and then you went to the Tones. The Tone Studio is where you recorded the actual material for the course.
Well, no, I went there on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Because having that setup allowed me to actually, and it's funny because it took a week to film the actual full course. And it felt like that was like a long time.
Yeah.
But not having that when I was working on the at.
Yeah, made you realize.
Was like, yo.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so I'm filming here. I'm filming there. And everywhere I'm filming, I got to set up cameras.
Tear down.
Everywhere I'm filming, I have time limits and time restrictions.
Yeah.
If not an actual time restriction, an organic time restriction where, okay, well, it's only going to be quiet here for this amount of time. And, you know, so now there were so many factors. I had to reshoot so much stuff.
Yeah.
I had to reshoot so much stuff because, yo, some days I would get to a place and because I'm rushing, I'm scattered.
Yeah.
I didn't turn on my volume.
Yeah.
So that happened multiple times, y'all. Yo, multiple times where I recorded a day's worth of footage.
Yeah.
No volume on any of it because I didn't turn on my microphone.
Yeah.
Or, you know, people in the background or just, I could tell just the energy. I didn't have the right energy because I'm thinking of everything else because I don't have a sterile environment.
Yeah.
And so that took way more time than expected. You know, working through just the different bugs and working through the app itself with the developer, like that was a whole task.
Yeah.
And just the nuance of it, a lot of stuff I was doing myself, and it almost put us under.
Yeah.
Like that's why I brought this up is because like yo, like end of December.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Stress.
Yeah, it was rough.
I don't think now is the time to share all the details of what that was. I don't think that everybody can handle it, just given where things are. But it was just like, yo, like, we almost were in a position where best bet didn't exist today.
Yeah.
And we were faced with some very real and very imminent decisions on how to move forward. And I'm thankful that I had you, because without you, I probably would have been like, nah, forget this. It's over. It is a wrap for this. I'm done. But it was tough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say that to say that, like, you know, to get here and to get this realization, this moment of because I think that's the biggest thing with any business is understanding who you can serve best.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you understand who you can serve best, then that's who's going to see the value in what you're doing. And I think that's been one of the things where we're trying to figure out because obviously, right, the more focused you make your audience or your offer, the easier it is to talk to people who see value.
Sure.
And so I feel like up until this point, my offer has still been kind of broad-ish.
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, I see... You about to go to sleep on me? No, I can see very clearly now who this is for.
Yeah.
I can see there are families that are looking for solutions. And they're like, man, like, okay, our kid is neurodivergent. Our kid, you know, is a brilliant kid, smart kid. We like, but we're, I got you, Dan. Yeah. Like, you know, and it's even now, like, so one of the things recently I've started is I've started to look at ADD coaches.
Yeah.
Or ADHD coaches. And even within that, what's awesome is I still have a really cool niche.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, so I was looking up some coaches the other day. There's a lot of coaches where it comes to like the day-to-day of how to do life better, right? In terms of just, okay, you know, doing your schoolwork, getting it done and creating those behavior modifications for that, you know, how to, you know, the social, emotional aspects of things, right? But like the career aspect of it, to really be like teaching these skills in the way that I teach them, I still very much feel like, man, like I'm on this island by myself. Yeah. But that means more people can see me clearly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm actually really excited to even partner with some of the coaches that are already out there.
Yeah.
You know, and say, hey, look, you know, here's what you're offering. And I am the next step, or I am the in addition to for you, and being able to, you know, really work in partnership. So I'm excited to build even new relationships like that with coaches, and you know, help them serve their people, and then even me, like I might have some people to send to them and helping them to serve their people. So I think all around, and I think that's why the diagnosis was so important to me. Is I wanted to, number one, fully understand and be in a position where I'm losing you.
No, you're good.
Okay, you look like you're about to fall asleep.
Yeah, I'm definitely like...
Yo, I love this.
We were up really late last night. Literally.
You can't say it like that. Like, stop saying it like that.
I'm not trying to...
This is a professional podcast.
I'm not trying to say it like anything.
I can't bring you back on the show if you're going to be out of control and
I just said we were up late. I didn't say anything else.
It's the way you said it.
I didn't mean to say it anyway.
If you're listening, go to my Instagram right now and agree with me. Because... You said that with the Nala look from Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
The Can You Feel the Love Tonight look.
Oh, she gave him the look.
Yeah, that's how you said that.
Oh, okay.
But nah, so it has been, so just working through that and even like talking to my students and just helping them to see like, hey, like one of my newest students, we were talking through some stuff when I shared my journey with him and the whole aspect of it. Like for him, he saw himself in the journey.
Yeah.
And we began to talk through, okay, so boom, this is why you're here.
Yeah.
This is, this skill set, if you come to the table, and I got your attention because you're interested, right? Yeah. So I got that. And yeah. I always make sure that I have that with my students because, and it's funny, like even the fact when I started, I'm like, nah, I got to have kids that are interested. I got to have the right fit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
They're like, that's because I'm aiming for kids that, if they're disinterested, they're not going to do anything.
Exactly.
Right. And so it's exciting to see how this information lands with young people that, will have a cheat code now.
Yeah.
Will have an advantage, will have a way that they really can get to their spots, right? Yeah. And I say that phrase often, get to their spots. It's a basketball term.
Yeah.
So when I'm on the court, if I can get to my spots and get the ball in my sweet spots, nothing you could do with me.
Yeah.
And so just like in life, helping young people get to their spots, for some it might be that dream job. It's interesting. The more you learn, the more you learn, right? Mm-hmm. And you find that there's jobs where there's somebody who their job is, I don't know, it's really random, but it would be perfect for somebody who was in the ADHD position, but just had the ability to build a network to get to these positions that are off the beaten trail. Because that's how you get there, by knowing, by talking to people.
Yep.
And if you understand how to build a network, if you're really into something, right? If the thing that you, are constantly hyper-focused on, if you can take that information and you can box it up, right? You can put it in and package it and label it. And now you can sell that information.
Yeah.
Oh, and guess what? You know how to sell because you went through Best Skills Academy. So you understand the psychology of sales. You know where to start when it comes to selling. Oh, and you have a coach that works with you on a weekly to help you move forward. Like, I'm just really excited. And I didn't mean for this particular show to be a commercial for Best Bet Skills Academy, although it is. Go download the app. It's just a part of the journey.
Yeah.
And I think that I got scared about this whole ADHD thing.
Yeah.
Because of how I thought it would affect me. And it's honestly been a gift.
It has. I agree.
And I've had a couple people that said that to me, that there's a silver lining in all of this.
Yeah.
And for a few weeks I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
But now, and even just again being able to be that beacon, being able to be that, that bell, that sounding for even the families that have kids that are undiagnosed. And I think that's what I will find a lot of, and I think that's what I run into a lot.
Yeah.
So there's this term, it's called twice gifted.
Yep.
And we've talked about that a little bit. And basically what it is it's where you're not an obvious kid to test for ADHD because you're intelligent. You're really smart. So what happens is your intelligence is able to mask your deficiencies until a certain point. Because that's honestly what it was with me. Like, it's just like, okay. For a while, I wasn't aware, but then, when life happened, I got on my own. Like, my deficiencies became very clear.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I asked, well, why? How come they didn't see this as a kid? Well, as a kid, because I'm naturally intelligent. And it's not like a few kids that fall. There's a lot of people that fall in. So it's not like something where it's like, savant Sure. It's not savant territory.
Sure.
But it's just like, yo, like, nah, just higher intelligence where you can handle forgetting a lot of stuff because you can make it up.
Yeah.
With, you know, being smart or brilliant or just whatever, charisma or whatever. But yeah, I think that I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. I'm going to end the show. Because we need to go get you some food and you need to go to sleep, take a nap or something. But thank you guys for tuning in. And again, like, this has been a journey. It continues to be a journey. These last two episodes were very personable. Very personable.
Personal.
I'm tired. I need to go to sleep. They were very vulnerable. They were very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so I thank you guys for rocking, you know, with us on this. Please feel free to reach out. I'll be back with interviews. The reason why the podcast has been irregular is actually partly because of the ADHD, but I'm working on it.
we're
working on
there.
It. I actually enjoy doing this. I don't like all the logistics that come with it sometimes, and that becomes a difficulty. But I'm gonna keep putting out this this podcast and information because I've had so many people just share that they've gotten a lot from it.
Yeah.
And so thank you guys for tuning in. If you have any questions or if you think that you might fall into this category or you know you're go talk to a psychiatrist. I've mentioned the psychiatrist that I've worked with and I'm working with Dr. Brian Burroughs. He's locally in Rochester, but. Reach out, get information, learn more, get help, because honestly, like, though it's been a tough pill to swallow, I have to be honest and say my life has only gotten better since I understand. And again, I didn't do medicine, you know, yet. That's, again, on the table, but haven't made a decision on it yet.
Yeah.
But it's lit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you guys for listening to episode 2 of Diagnosed with Hustle on the Hustle Bone podcast. Make sure that you guys like, follow, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Leave comments. Tell us if on YouTube, leave comments. Tell us what you think. I would love to hear you guys' feedback. And I'm going to let my wife go take a nap. You guys have a fantastic night. Until next time. Or night, day, whatever you watch. I said night like they watch. They could be watching this at like 2. Well, that's night 2 in the morning. You guys get what I'm trying to do. I'm just doing too much. We'll talk to you on the next one. Later.
Thank you for listening to the Hustle Bone podcast. And until next time, we'll see you soon. And don't forget, subscribe. And if you want to watch the show, you can see it on the Hustle Bone YouTube channel. And last but not least, if you really love the show, make sure to share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, hustle on. We'll see you soon. Peace.